Welcome to The Curious Ear. You were listening there to Alternative Angelus, one of the 10 pieces made for Radioactive, a collaboration between RT Choice Digital Radio and this year's Dublin Fringe Festival. I'm David McKenna, and Ronan Kelly and I worked for RT Radio and Cross Media on the project, together with Rosha Gowan, Leon Bell and Kate O'Sullivan from the festival. This programme will introduce you to some of the 10 artists and their work, and you can hear the full podcast on the RT Choice website. rte.ie/digitalradio/choice, or just Google RTE Choice and you'll get there. Alternative Angelus was made by Jack Cawley. Jack's a theatre sound designer and composer. He combined the sounds of bells, wine glasses, spanners, his own singing voice multiplied by 16, a guitar and an ebow, an electronic bow, to produce a new version of the old favourite. For the piece we're going to hear next, Veronica Dias looked back to her grandmother Veronica McGrath's encounter with Elizabeth Taylor on O'Connell Street during the filming in Dublin in 1965 of The Spy Who Came In From the Cold.
She looks like Elizabeth Taylor.
She modelled herself on Elizabeth Taylor.
I mean, Dad was a bit of a Richard Burton figure as well.
She looks like Elizabeth Taylor. She would have looked like Elizabeth Taylor had she had that life. And had she not been otherwise occupied with five children, about to have six.
Lift off the stew pot with big strong arms.
Lift off the stew pot with big strong arms.
Glittering fingers, bracelets and charms.
Glittering fingers, bracelets and charms.
I listened to it all. I stayed real quiet. I didn't make any splashes of bubble. I stayed real quiet and I listened to it.
And there is Veronica McGrath of North South Road and her husband, the theatre of the aggression.
It's good I remember that.
I don't know if I remember this or not, if it's a false memory, but I remember hearing it and running in to see. I was doing something. I think I might be in the toilet beside the kitchen and hearing David Norris saying my ma's name and then running in.
And then we both looked at it again and then I saw it and we fell around the place. My ma was 3 years dead. Dead she was.
Her mind is on Elizabeth Taylor coming out the door, and her mind is on her youth and the days when she used to tuck her skirt into her knickers to cycle to and from work when she was a young girl, and it's on, I suppose it's on Paddy, her Richard Burton, and I suppose the dreams they had when they were young and starting off together. Her mind is very far away from what it usually is on, which is looking after her children.
That was an excerpt from Vera Veronica, made by Veronica Dias. We're going to listen now to some of The Blue Boy by the theatre-making partnership of Phelim Cannon and Gary Keegan, known as Broken Talkers. Part of a larger project in which Phelim and Gary are working with survivors of child abuse, it counterpointed documentary interviews with the musical landscape of the Artane Boys Band. Like most of the artists involved in Radioactive, this was Phelim and Gary's first experience of working for radio.
We really enjoyed working closely with our sound designer, Peter Morrow, on this project, and specifically working with the editing process, which would be a new experience for us. And understanding that, you know, the cliche is it's made in the editing suite, but it is made in the editing suite. For example, one of the sounds that you hear in the piece is from one of the participants of the piece, Kevin. And Kevin has a very heavy breath, and we use that heavy breath as a rhythm underneath his dialogue in the piece, and the sound that you hear that ends the piece is that rhythmical breath from Kevin.
But there wasn't a bad bone in his body, and I tell you, he was a great guy. Everybody loved him because he had that heart of gold.
I agree entirely. My memories of him was just happy, smiley, gentle, genuine. He went into Artane, he was it 13 and a half?
12.
I actually spoke to a girl that used to fancy him. He was coming into that age.
Sure, everybody
she
fancied
was
him.
Mad about him. And she
everybody
said, Mickey went into Artane, gorgeous looking fella, very good looking, very happy guy, and came out a totally, totally different person. Completely closed up.
and I was sitting in the car, and Miggy was sitting in the front seat. And Miggy turned around, and there was tears in his eyes, and I'd never ever forget this. And he looked over at that hand, and he said to his brother, he went to school. And he stopped. And he turned around and he said, "Damn bastards," he said. "I'd love to put that down." It's because he was my brother, and I loved him. And I go up to the grave, and I go up to the grave, and I bring up two large bottles of Guinness. And I talk to Mickey, and I pour them two bottles of Guinness on the grave. Because that's how I remember him. And that's how we always want to remember.
For her piece, the artist Yvonne O'Reilly took on the subject of cancer treatment. Why did Yvonne want to address this theme?
Well, because it's like Everest, because it was there. But because I know that at this moment in time, as we speak, that there are hundreds of people across the country making their way back home after spending the day in chemo wards and radiotherapy units. And this is nothing to be ashamed of, you know. The same thing will happen tomorrow and the day after that again. It's part of life, so therefore it can be a work of art. It can be incorporated into a piece of art.
Here's an excerpt from Yvonne's piece, Radiotherapy and the Arctic Night. To make the harmonious wardrobe, Fiona Shiel, Sirica Kenny and David Turpin combined a poem, Delight in Disorder by Robert Herrick, the sounds of wardrobes, hangers jangling and the like, and excerpts from interviews.
There's a lady in there, Regina, talking about fabrics that her mother would use in her dresses. A man called Marcus, who is a German self-taught tailor who lives in Dublin, but he works only with the methods that they used in Edwardian times. So he'll only use, you know, he won't use a sewing machine, and he follows kind of an old Edwardian tailor's book. So that's him. And then a lady called Kathleen talking about her grandmother's wedding dress. But it's just snippets and extracts, so you wouldn't be able to kind of follow a story necessarily.
So to end, here's an extract from The Harmonious Wardrobe. And if you like it, you can listen to it and all the other Radioactive pieces on rte.ie/digitalradio/choice.
I was fascinated always by the names of all the materials that my mother would say. Some of them sounded quite exotic. I love Georgette. I love crepe de chine. I love clay, poplin, pink, and organza. I love Georgette. I love crepe de chine.
I love that word.
I love long clay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.